The federal government is running out of money for COVID-19 tests and vaccines for people without health insurance. Already, there are no more funds for testing, and funding for vaccines will end on April 6th. And it's unclear if Congress will approve any more money. Alan Yu of member station WHYY looks at the impact on labs and pharmacies serving uninsured persons.
Throughout the pandemic, the lab at Seascape, an independent clinical lab in Milford, Delaware, has been doing more than 1,000 COVID-19 tests a day. It's had lines out the door. But many of those patients did not have health insurance. Since federal funding for uninsured patients ran out, the lab is down to doing around 100 tests daily. The lab had to turn people away last week, says CEO Karen Coverdale.
So we have to explain to them that the reimbursement is gone. We cannot afford to keep the lights on if we do free testing.
Running and maintaining a certified COVID-19 test site is expensive. It requires hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment and chemicals, as well as trained staff. The lab will buy new equipment so it can do different kinds of medical tests, but it will take time to make that transition. Another independent lab said it might have to lay off some of the highly trained workers it hired to cope with the huge demand for COVID-19 testing. Coverdale says COVID-19 is still part of life. Another wave may be on the horizon. She wonders why the funding is going away now.
Where did COVID go? You know, why is it not important?
Federal funding for vaccinating uninsured patients against COVID-19 is still around, but will run out in April. Lindsay Demowski, who runs Centennial Pharmacy in Philadelphia, says not as many people are lining up for COVID vaccines now. But that could easily change if the government authorizes another booster shot or cases rise again.
That is when those who are uninsured, underinsured, or undocumented are going to be affected the most.
Throughout the pandemic, Centennial Pharmacy has partnered with hotels and restaurants to vaccinate their staffs, many of whom are uninsured or undocumented. She says that kind of outreach depended heavily on federal funding. However, there is still a federal requirement to offer a COVID-19 vaccine at no out-of-pocket cost to patients, which means smaller providers with a lot of uninsured patients, like Centennial, will have to decide if they can cover the cost some other way or stop offering COVID-19 vaccines altogether. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.
Alan's story was reported along with WHYY's Nina Feldman.